Welcome to the AirShare podcast. I'm your host, Evan Makovsky, and it's my pleasure to be joined by AirShare's new chief pilot, Quinn Hammond. Quinn, congratulations on your promotion to chief pilot. Please share with the listeners when you first joined AirShare and what attracted you about flying for them.
Sure. Thanks so much for having me. Yeah, I started with AirShare in May of 2012, and I was attracted to the regional fractional program, the ability to live at home and fly a variety of share owners that I could get to know to all sorts of locations around the U.S. and Mexico and Canada a little bit in the beginning.
Now that you've been promoted, Quinn, to new chief pilot, what kind of an opportunity do you see here as you step into this role for AirShare, and how are your responsibilities changing?
Well, as I step into this role, it's an opportunity for me to give back. I've been flying professionally for about 23 years now, and it's a role that I get to kind of work for the pilots and try to give them the tools they need to be able to go successfully do their job and enjoy doing it, which is what we all look forward to.
What types of aircrafts have you been flying for AirShare?
I was hired to fly the Phenom 100. Which I flew for the first couple of years, which is a great aircraft for doing a couple people to go a state or two away. And it's a perfect, efficient aircraft for that. From there, I moved into the Phenom 300, which is a phenomenal airplane. It's take eight people and or seven or eight people, and it'll go about 1,800 miles straight up to 45,000 feet. You fly over the weather, has really good performance. So it's great to fly in the mountains. And it's just a great overall airplane that's a really fun plane to fly.
The Challenger 350 was added to the AirShare fleet about a year ago. Tell me more about that aircraft. How fun is it to fly a super mid-sized jet?
It's really great. I had the opportunity to kind of lead the implementation of that program. So I've got to go to training right as we first announced it. And I've been flying it since the first one came on the property. It's a great addition to our fleet. A lot of space. The customers get on board and just are super impressed with the comfort and the quietness, the performance of the airplane. They can get up and walk around the cabin, and it's just a great tool for them to be able to use.
You had the opportunity to develop relationships with many AirShare customers during your decade working for the company. How meaningful has it been to be on a first-name basis with the people you fly?
It's honestly one of the most fun things about the job, and there's a lot of fun things about this job, but these customers really become your friends. You do get to know them. You get to know their families often as they fly with their spouses and kids, handshakes, hugs. You get to often a little insight into their business, which is really interesting to be able to have a little bit of that information. It is truly a unique type of relationship that we're not just flying someone once in a while. We tend to fly people repeatedly and really develop that relationship with our customers.
AirShare recently announced a new pilot compensation package for captains. What are the highlights of the new package?
The main highlight is that we're focusing on hiring Phenom captains right now. We increased the starting pay for that Phenom captain to $120,000 with the ability through some bonuses to be able to make about $150,000 first year pay. We think that's a very competitive compensation package that, in addition to some other stuff we'll talk about here in a minute, makes this position really desirable for a pilot.
How important was it to offer home basing? What are some of the more popular places that pilots choose to live?
Home basing is super important. It allows our pilots to live, you know, where their families are and still be able to come fly for us and have that pilot job that they want. Probably our biggest bases are still Kansas City and the Dallas-Fort Worth area. But as we open up markets now, people are really looking excited about the opportunity to be able to live in Denver. Now we're St. Louis, Chicago, kind of spreading up towards the Northeast and down into Southern Texas. It just gives people that opportunity, again, to live where their families are or where they choose to live and have the ability to come do this type of flying that we do.
AirShare prides itself on providing the best quality of life for their pilots. Your pilots typically fly 8 days on, 6 days off schedule, enabling pilots to spend up to an average of 20 nights at home each month. Why is this so attractive to pilots?
It's a really great schedule. There's a couple things that our pilots truly love about this. And the first is that, you can look at the end of this year or next year and know when you're going to be off, and you can schedule those things that you need to do with family or vacations or whatnot, you know, on those off days, in addition to using whatever type of or whatever vacation days you might want. The other part is that with our schedule, that pilots often will end up at home during their days on, which is a great break to be able to sleep in your own bed, swap out your suitcase, and kind of be refreshed. It's really an extra luxury as far as the pilot lifestyle goes to be able to hit that home bed once in a while you're on your on days.
How have these changes impacted your ability to attract and retain the best pilots? Have you seen a significant increase in applicants for captain positions at AirShare?
The addition of the home basing in our markets with the increased compensation package, we've seen a greatly increased interest in captains, phenom captains, which is something that we're focusing on and hiring at the moment. And it's been a really big help for us.
What type of candidates make the best pilots for AirShare?
There's a kind of a combination of things that I think we really look for. Obviously, number one will always be that we want a pilot that is safety minded, is going to put that first. That's going to be the number one thing to service our customers. And then that'll be number two, that we need a pilot that's customer service oriented. It's not just a job of flying the airplane, that we, again, build those relationships with our customers. And we do all of the little things to try to help them make that travel that much easier for them, help verify rental cars, get their everything set up so that they don't see any delays wherever they're going. We look for someone that's trainable, that is going to be able to come in and is open to input, that we can train to service the customers and fly the airplanes the way that we want them flown. And lastly, one of the things that I think most of our pilots would say is we look for someone that may be a little bit adventurous, that we'd really have a culture that we get out and when we're on the road, we explore and we don't just go into the hotel room, but people go hiking and skiing and sightseeing, and pilots, while they're on the road, enjoy themselves as much as possible there too.
10 years with AirShare, and now you're chief pilot. How much has changed, Quinn, at AirShare since you joined the company?
I've seen a lot of change and a lot of growth, and especially in the last, I'd say, maybe 3-4 years, simplified the fleet and have really focused on making that fleet efficient, or the company efficient, to the point that we could add these Challenger 350s and add the super midsize, grown the managed side so that we manage a number of aircraft and for their owners and supply the pilots for those. And we've increased our bases and where we're selling shares. There's been a lot of focus on preparing the company to grow, and now we're seeing that growth happen.
What is your message to pilots / potential employees listening about AirShare?
I think this is a really exciting place to be. One, for some of those reasons I just mentioned, that it's a company that is growing, and it's growing in a controlled, responsible manner. It's a place where, as a pilot, it's really, you know, you can have a great time with the other pilots doing your job, and then as you're on the road exploring. And it's also, it's almost like a family environment, that it's a small enough company that everyone is in it together, and it makes that a really fun place to work.
What excites you about the future flying for AirShare?
I'm excited for the growth, the continued growth, both in size and just as we mature and we make this operation just up the next level of safety and training, and, you know, doing everything we can to grow as an operation in the regards of trying to increase our efficiency, but not only that, but, you know, our proficiency and safety as well.
Quinn, thanks for your time. Congratulations again. Quinn Hammond, new chief pilot for AirShare.
Thanks, Evan. It was really great to be here.
Thanks, Quinn Hammond. I'm Evan Makovsky. Thank you for listening to the AirShare podcast.